Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent. What he does for us is unbelievable. He goes out, he finds out what's happening in the area, finds out what's happening in area stages and screens and art galleries and places and events, puts them all together, compiles all of that for us, comes in and tells us about it every week. And this week is no exception. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's always good to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
Love having you here. All right. You have seen a movie. What is it?
Flower.
All right.
It's an indie film about a teenage girl who has issues. She's coming of age.
Like normal teen issues or?
On steroids.
Oh, okay. All right.
The family is not particularly dysfunctional, but there's her father's in jail and, you know, her mother's found a mother's played by Katherine Hahn. The lead actress is Zoe Deutsch. She's very good. She's the best thing about the movie. The movie actually hums along nicely for about an hour. It's edgy. It's outrageous. It's funny. And then in the last half an hour, it just goes off the rails.
Kaplooey?
Yeah, it's hard to make a comedy and drag pedophilia into it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God. Okay.
And also the ending is a little ends justifies the means e to me, you know. I mean, these teenagers in the movie do some pretty terrible things, and although they may be justified, they're going to leave a mark, and then the movie ties it all up with a nice big happy bow.
All right.
Which I found a little odd.
The name of the film is Flower. All right.
Now, tonight at the Stanley Theater in Utica at 7 p.m., it is Daughtry.
Yes.
The legendary American Idol, multi-million selling Chris Daughtry's band.
Now, help me out here, Sean, but I thought when I went by the, I'm looking this up, but he's going to be at the Palace Theater too, right? Am I right on that? I could be wrong. I'm looking. But anyway, he's going to be at the Stanley.
He's going to be at the Stanley.
Yeah. I thought there was a, I thought when I went by the other day, I saw a poster, April 7th.
Oh.
April 7th.
I missed that.
Okay. No,
well, it's
no problem.
Well, it's next week.
Yeah,
so.
It's next week. So you have a couple chances in the region.
Yes.
To catch the bald darling that is Daughtry.
Yes, that's what he is. Apparently he's recording new music.
Yeah, I always like it. I think this stuff's good. It's enjoyable. Okay. Daughtry at the Stanley Theater on Thursday. That's tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll be in Albany on the 7th. Okay.
At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, also tonight at 7:30 p.m., the Bread and Puppet Theater is doing a sort of retrospective of their entire career as a troupe called Cantastorias from the Possibilitarian Arsenal. Apparently, Cantastorias is an Italian word meaning sung stories.
Okay.
And they're doing five pieces from every stage of their performing career. And that's at Time and Space Limited. Also tonight at Proctor's in Schenectady, it's the Moscow Festival Ballet's Swan Lake.
Really, perennial favorite.
Yeah, yes. Perennial favorite. Big elaborate costumes, big sets, impressive. Saturday night at the Calvin in Northampton, it's, what was the intro music? It's an evening with Cry, Cry, Cry. That's Dar Williams, Richard Schindel, and Lucy Kaplansky, who all have had, you know, big solo careers, but 20 years ago, they made this album, Cry, 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 together. Big hit, and now they're back together for this tour.
Yeah. You know, I think when they were in the region or when the album came out, they came in and did something over the window with us.
Nice.
Oh, my God, it was great. I mean, I didn't have to work. I just had to sit and watch Sarah do the work. But it was really, but my goodness, it was great.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. All right.
Also, Saturday night at Helsinki Hudson. In Hudson at 9 o'clock, it's the Revelers. They play Louisiana Swamp Pop.
Wow, is that a category in your local CD store?
it's how they describe themselves.
Okay, all right. So that's how they self-identify.
That's how they self-identify
I
as
got
Louisiana
it.
Swamp Pop.
Gotcha.
Monday from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, they are celebrating Dingus Day. With Polish music and polkas and Pierogies, and music by Dennis Polisky and Maestro's Men, which seems like a fun thing.
All right.
Blow off work on Monday.
Yes.
Hang out in Schenectady.
Gotcha.
Monday night at 7 p.m. at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. It's L.A. Salami. He's an English singer, songwriter, poet. And opening will be Cat Clyde, who's an American singer, songwriter. Tuesday night at the University at Albany Performing Arts Center at 7:30 p.m. It's the Rubber Band Dance Group. This is part of a series that's co-produced by The Egg and UAlbany, and sometimes the performances are at The Egg, and sometimes they're at the University, and this one's at the University. And then Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Albany for their Family Fun Day, because apparently the kids are on vacation.
Yep.
They're showing Beauty and the Beast, and this is the 1991 version.
Okay, not the live-action Emma Watson. This is the, classic Jerry Orbach, Angela Lansbury.
And who was the Beast?
Robbie Benson.
There you go.
All right.
New movies. There are actually three quality movies opening this weekend. Well, one, I'm just sort of puzzled by the trailer, and I don't know what to make of it. It's the big movie. It's Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One, which is about, you know, a dystopian future and a virtual reality world. And apparently it's just plastered from first scene to last with 80s references and 80s music.
As was the book. I love the book. So I wonder, I'm interested to see what they do to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to tell from the trailer.
I agree with you.
You really can't get a feel for what the movie's going to be like. But apparently the effects are mind-blowing. And then we have Armando Iannucci's The Death of Stalin.
Oh, Alan was just talking about that. I just saw that, yeah.
I am looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Very much.
Sounds good.
Because it was, you know the story about what happened after Stalin died. It was just a horrific mess. Because he didn't exactly, you know, groom a replacement.
Correct.
So it got kind of ugly. So you can put a lot of really dark comedy into that, and it's perfectly fine.
The Death of Stalin.
Yes. And then we have a Russian film, Loveless, about a couple who are divorcing, and then their child disappears.
Oh, God. I saw this film. It was nominated for Best Foreign Picture for the Academy Awards. It is a beautiful film. I'm certainly not saying that anyone should not see it. But it is bone-chillingly depressing. I mean, it is as dank and as awful as anything you can imagine viewing. It's not a horrible experience because it's so beautifully told.
Right.
But the story is stultifying in its depressive tone.
Well, that's sort of where the director usually goes. He made a movie called Leviathan.
Yes.
That was also...
Well, and it's supposed to mirror what living in modern-day Russia is like, and I get it, but it's
right.
but I'm always very I've said this a million times, but I'm also a little when you get kids involved in the story, I'm a little you know, touchy on that. But it's beautiful and it's wonderful performances, but my God. You know, you just feel like going into the fetal position and sleeping for 8 days after seeing it.
Well, there's a recommendation.
Yes. Pretty good review, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm actually with you on that whole. The two things I probably dislike the most that someone put in, the filmmaker would put into a movie, are either putting a dog or a kid in danger.
Yeah.
Just to sort of amp things up.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah,
it's really annoying.
Well, that is the list. You can find it by going to wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Just a quick reminder, too, that coming up, the roundtable panel is going to be doing an event over at the Page Hall downtown in Albany on the 20th of April, which is Earth Day weekend. That Friday from 9 to 11, we have a superstar panel, Judith Enck, Jeff Goodell, the wonderful Rolling Stone contributing editor and climate writer. Also, Pulitzer Prize winning author Elizabeth Colbert will be with us. And last but certainly not least, the wonderful naturalist, writer, and activist Terry Tempest Williams. All of them on one stage. Alan and I will host. We have tickets available. They are free. You just have to go to wamc.org, WAMC.org and go to Eventbrite and get your print out your ticket.
That's spectacular.
It'll be on the air, but we would love to have you in the audience. So, and if you know of any school groups that would like to come, we'd love to have you as well. All right. Sean, we'll see you next week. Have a beautiful week, and thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.